Just off the intersection of West Pensacola and DuPree Streets is a building that many hope will help eliminate the city's challenges with homelessness. The new Comprehensive Emergency Services Center is still in the making. On a Monday afternoon, workers are painting the inside walls in light pastel colors and running cables and pipes through the interior. Electric saws whir and nail guns fire. The air smells of sawdust, PVC, and plaster. Outside, backhoes pound the earth to ready it for paving. Center Director Chuck White says the facility will be a $7 million titan in the fight to end homelessness here. It will include central spaces to monitor men and women clients and spacious kitchen, dining, and living rooms.
So when we designed this, we designed it from the bottom up, and we're able to do things like this right here, which really control operating costs for the shelter.
Women will live in the West Wing, while men will live in the East. Dividing the two wings will be a central corridor with rows of offices where agencies such as the VA can help the homeless find work and move into their own homes. White says the homeless have historically fled shelters because of poor environments.
Our hope was that maybe we could break that chain by having a place that they don't have to run away from, that they are well cared for.
It's a huge struggle for someone who becomes homeless, and a lot of times there's embarrassment or challenges to actually going to a shelter that doesn't look aesthetically pleasing, doesn't look welcoming, and so we wanted to overcome that.
Jacob Ryder is the director of the shelter, the city's main homeless refuge. He says advocates spent a lot of time ensuring the building would look good and be safe. The new facility will have capacity for nearly 400 people at a time, but Ryder says he does not expect to need more than 230-plus beds.
You know, our hopes is that we're doing a good job. We're helping people move out of homelessness into housing, and that increase doesn't happen.
White says volunteers have already agreed to help staff the kitchens and teach residents to cook. This is one of the many amenities that he says will help the residents become more employable. He says the stigma around homelessness often blinds people to less traditional faces of the homeless.
People typically relate folks that are homeless to carrying lots of bags, pushing a cart, or carrying their possessions and backpacks and so forth. And that isn't the only face of homelessness that's out there.
Hey. White introduces me to one of the more than 20 homeless men whom he says don't appear homeless and are helping to build the new facility. The man, who wants to remain anonymous, is wearing an FSU hoodie and a hard hat and is mopping the floors. He says he became homeless after losing his job and turned to the Renaissance Community Center for help after odd jobs proved inconsistent.
It's hit and miss. It's not a guaranteed employment. Since I've been over here, they've been keeping me pretty steady, trying to help me find relocation, housing, and all that. So it's a pretty good deal.
The new facility will include individual ADA-compliant shower stalls in both wings, along with general dining area for residents and a shower for people who are just passing through. On-site medical care will also be available. White says he plans to ensure homeless people who move in will be working their way towards self-sufficiency.
The catch on that is that it can be so nice that people may not want to leave. Well, that's up to Jake and I to make sure that doesn't happen, and to encourage people to move on when the time comes.
As for the man I met earlier, he doesn't plan to stay in shelters any longer than he absolutely has to.
I hope to be in my own spot. I mean, this is going to be one of the state-of-the-art facilities, but I mean, the aim is to get you on, you know, and get out and be a positive asset to society.
The facility is scheduled to open in the middle of April and will replace the shelter on Tennessee Street. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.